Blog Talk Radio.
J1.
Opportunity to be here. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the neighborhood that you may be in but might not be aware of it. But what we want to do is focus truly on the issues in our neighborhood. It's the true grassroots talk show that lets you know what's going on in the neighborhood. We focus on things block by block. The call-in number so you can be a part of this is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with me as well as our guests as they join us. As time moves on, we have guests from time to time from each of our other shows that take an opportunity to join us, and we thank them for doing that. And as they sign in, I'll make sure I give them a shout-out. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way Production. So we come forward to you. We're the leading, and that's personally leading, internet talk radio show in the country. And we're so glad, not only in the country, but in the world. Also, if you want to email us, you can, wbsw.internettalkradio@gmail.com. Also, check us out on Twitter. You can tweet us, and that's at wbsw_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Wave Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And then you can slide over here to Instagram. You can use at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at wbsw_internet_radio. Also, you have an opportunity to check us out on at the Smith Wave Production. And then we're being broadcast live today, not only with Blog Talk Radio, with Facebook and Instagram. You can check us out on Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville. It'll be Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, as a partnership with that awesome, awesome fraternity of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We work through their internet, work through their Instagram, so you can have a part of this. On Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. Now, you might just ask yourself, why should I check out this? It's that talk show in the middle of the day that gives you an opportunity to hear about our neighborhood, block by block. We're going to focus on the issues that can change our neighborhood, but also change our homes, change our culture, change our families. Also, we want you to know that you can act in actuality, not only hear our show on Instagram, but we also roll around and we put it on LinkedIn, we'll put it on Tumblr, we're on Google Plus, all of the Clubhouse from time to time. We're doing several things, and YouTube as well. We're being watched, and we have listeners as well in 18 countries, that including the North American continent, with the United States being in that center point. Then to the north, we have Canada, and to the south, we have Mexico. So we're so glad to be well known as an international talk radio station. God is so good. He's blessing us. Let's truly, truly get in what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about grown men versus grown males. In other words, grown men versus overgrown boys. Now, who do you have in your life? Who are you training as the role model? Who are you putting out so they can be successful in relationships, successful in society? Who are you training? And that's what we want to talk about today. Before we move forward, we want to do a Black History Moment, and we always focus on an outstanding individual of a particular fraternity, which is my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We want to give a shout out for Brother Oliver Robinson of Eta Epsilon Chapter of the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He's a member of the House of Representatives. He's doing some outstanding things. So a shout out for the Black History Moment, Brother Oliver Robinson out of Birmingham, Alabama, and a member of the Alabama House of Representatives. Brother Robinson, keep doing what you're doing. Let's move forward with our topic, grown men versus grown boys. Let's talk about that. The difference between a grown man and a overgrown boy or grown male, there are several differences. You got to take time to make sure you look out for some of these things, but you already have encountered them. You probably already know what they are. Sometimes we try to bury our head in the sand and don't want to deal with them directly, but we have to make sure we understand. First of all, an overgrown or grown male leaves us with a lot of questions. See, that's what an overgrown boy or grown male leaves us with questions. Now, a grown man are clear, about their intention. See, they don't play games. Not a grown man. He tells you what he wants. He's willing to work for it. That comes along with being a grown man. Too many times our boys want to play games trying to get one thing. And if you break down, young ladies, to give that one thing, you'll see how much that overgrown boy is able to deal with it. He becomes possessive once he's able to get there. See, a grown man will understand that we have to work through a process. A grown man understands that for a lady, she wants love. See, you ask that question, grown men. See, a boy is not going to ask that question. What's the most important thing in your life? And a lady will tell you, or a woman, or a queen, they will definitely tell you it's love. Now, for a man, the woman has to ask this question of them as well. And that question is, what is the most important thing for you in life? A grown man will respond and say this. Yes, I ask for respect, but I know how to love you too. And that's what it's all about. The second thing when you're talking about an overgrown boy or a grown male, they make excuses. That's what an overgrown boy or boys or grown male, they make excuses. I didn't have time. Got an excuse for everything. But a grown man takes responsibility for their action. See, when things go wrong with a boy finds somebody else to blame. A grown man, if it goes wrong, he's responsible enough to say, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Instead of spending time on the problem, and a lot of time that was overgrown boys and grown males do, is spend time on the problem. A grown man work on a solution. Ask yourself, if you have a man in your life, is he a grown man, a grown male, or overgrown boy? Just for those two, we'll share with you. Again, number three, an overgrown boy or a grown male, he wants to win the argument. Think about your relationship. How many times you've been in a relationship with somebody and they want to win the argument all the time? See, keeping score. They're keeping score. I want to say that again because they want to be able to use this and one-up you. See, it becomes a game for a boy. For a grown man, he truly, truly wants to be fair. He want to be able to listen. I have three things that as I mature through life and I use basically to help me through my career, especially as an administrator, as a coach, head coach, and of all the sports. I have what I call the three L's, and those three L's are so important. That first L is being fair. See, a grown man wants to be fair. The call-in number to be a part of this is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, then jump in with your expertise as you're able to chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith. See, the next F that I live by is share with, as a mentor to a lot of my mentees in life, you have to be firm. See, you can't be firm and be unfair. So if you're fair, you're going to be firm about the decision. See, that a grown man makes decisions. A grown man takes his responsibility. He don't have any excuses. He just go for it. He work at it. He do a better job. He try to be the best at what he's doing. And the third one, I always tell individuals out of my three L's is funny. See, you have to have a point in your life where you can relax enough to laugh. You know, if ladies, if you're in a relationship with a grown man, he's playful. See, in a relation with a grown man, he makes you laugh. In a relationship with a grown man, he takes time to put a smile on your face. That's what a grown man do. Out of the three L's, think about which one your man display. Do we display one out of three, two out of three, or all three? A grown man do all three. So if you don't hate, he's not able to do all three, he's nothing but an overgrown boy that you're dealing with. The fourth thing that's so important, overgrown boys make you feel like you need to depreciate your success to avoid humiliation. An overgrown boy make you feel bad because you're successful. Too many times, ladies, you can truly work with me on this, because it's important that you understand that when you're dealing with a grown man, he's going to uplift you. He's going to empower you. That's what a grown man do. But what a grown boy, an overgrown boy, or overgrown male will make sure that whatever you're doing is not successful. Even if you say, well, I just received a promotion. Why did you take it? Because he's jealous of you. See, you got to have a man that is not jealous of your success. And we have to prepare and model some successful things to our boys so when they can be grown men. But we have to also emphasize how important success don't start when you get to be grown. Success happens as a boy. How you handle that success will determine how successful you will be as a man. So if you're not able to handle the success, you always say, I can't win, but you get somebody, get a young lady that's winning, that's successful, and as a grown, if you're grown to maturity, because age has nothing to do with it, if you're grown to maturity and you're now a man, what you will do is you will praise that person. Listen to me now. You will lift them up for their accomplishment. See, that's what a grown man do. A boy will find a way to tear you down. See, a boy will try to take that joy from you, try to take happiness from you. I tell everybody, I will refuse to be unhappy based on somebody else. It will be a choice by me. And the next day, I refuse to be unhappy in my home. See, your home is a sanctuary. And if you're not happy in your home, you have a major problem with whoever's there creating that problem for you. Because if you're by yourself, it's hard to get upset with yourself to be unhappy. But when someone is in there, they have to understand, I'm a grown man, and I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be at peace, I'm going to have joy, and I'm hoping you can feel that vibe as well, because all of that is a inner self radiating from my body. That's what a grown man does. You can feel the vibes where he's happy. You can feel the vibes where he's accomplished. He's now empowering you to do the same thing by telling you to, now you can be successful as well, because I'm there with you. I'm going to walk the road with you. A grown boy always allow you to go to bed angry. That's what a grown boy, because that is the reason why You know, that's give them a reason why I don't have to do what I need to do, because tomorrow, because she mad with me, went to bed mad with me, I'm going to walk out the door with my mouth stuck out, and I'm not going to come back. It may not come back till a day or two. That's what an overgrown boy and male do. See? And we have to keep that in mind. See, truly, truly, a grown man, see, he want to take time to talk things out. That's what a grown man do. The next one, an overgrown boy think they know it all. Come on.
Come on, lady.
You can type in a comment. Don't you know you've been in a relationship before? Where that overgrown boy think they know it all. But see, a grown man have an open mind toward learning. See, that's a grown man. See, even in our school structure, you have adults that's supposed to be able to have an open mind to grow and be better, and be the best educator, the best administrator, be the best teacher, the best role model for our children. Our boys and children are not quite there. They think they sometimes, because they had heard something on YouTube, TikTok, they know it all. See, that's what we have to work on, making sure our boys have models and role models that they can copy, that are positive. Because they can copy one that is not positive. They can say, I'm going to be like that one. See, so that might be not the right one. So your teachers, your law enforcement, your politicians, your doctors, your dads, your mom. You know what? I put mom in that too, because mom's raising children. Your uncle, your brother, all of them are role models that can help you work through this tricky thing called life. All right, the next one we want to share, overgrown boy are only interested in physical beauty. See, when you out somewhere and that overgrown boy, first thing he said, girl, you look good, you so fine, don't know you. Ain't intend on knowing you unless they can get to the prize. That's what an overgrown boy do. See, but a grown man appreciate everything. When you appreciate beauty, you don't need to focus on just that one thing. If you appreciate everything as a grown man, things that some people can't see as beauty, God gave you that extra vision to be able to see beauty for a grown man. Remember, God created that man in his own image, not to be a boy. He created that man, which is Adam, to lead, to guide, protect, provide. That's what God created, Adam. Because he did it in his own image. And he told him everything in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 1, is that it's yours. Everything. And everything in the Garden of Eden was beautiful. Come on. You appreciate everything as a man and a grown man. See, for the next one. See, a overgrown boy cares too much about his friends and family think of you. overgrown boy cares too much about what his friends think of him. Sometimes his family. See, a grown man do not want, grown man do not care as long as you are happy together. See, in a relationship, a grown man gonna make sure that you're happy, and we're not gonna worry about what your friends say or what my friends say or even what my family say. That's what a grown man do. A boy will be worried about what the friends say. The boy will be worried about what the family think of you. And you don't want that in your life. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can be a part of this conversation. Chat with me about a grown man versus a grown male, part two. I am Dr. Loza D. Smith. So glad to be before you and Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. We have a couple more we want to move forth on, then we're going to kind of move on situations dealing with what individuals are not and how you can tell the difference. An overgrown boy wants 100 girls to please them. A grown man wants to make one woman happy. He don't want to make but one. A grown man want to make one. See, you can't focus on you can't focus on making everybody happy. You can't please every woman, but you can please that one that God has sent for you. An overgrown boy avoid difficult subjects. He don't have time to communicate. He want to focus on one thing, and that one thing is that intimacy. See, but a grown man has the courage to have uncomfortable conversation. It's all right to talk about something that makes me uncomfortable because I'm willing to talk with you. Because loving you means L is listening. They're always overcoming the challenges. See, when you talk, that allows your communication. The V is I'm going to value what you have to say so we can come together and have mutual values. The E is everything. The E is encouraging. By doing that, the E allows us to be empowered. So now love requires us to talk about uncomfortable conversation. That's what love is. A grown man knows how to love you. A boy will tinker with loving you. The next one, an overgrown boy is impulsive. A grown man are rational. See, a boy act and speak before they think. A man take time to breathe and evaluate. First, what's going on before doing anything irrational. You know, I have a rule I use as an administrator when I was working in the school system. I retired after 30-plus years. No matter what went on, it could be the biggest fight, have my two individuals that might be in the fight or even a group. I separate them long enough to bring them together. And the purpose of that is that you allow them to sit down, take a breath, calm down, evaluate what happened, then move forth to address that undesirable action. That's what a grown man do. See, a boy going to get upset and he going to just act and speak. He going to jump up and shout. I always used to tell them when they came to my office, I used to tell them after the fire, I'm going to sit y'all right there beside each other. After y'all took your breath, you evaluate the situation, you calm down. Because in my office, I run my office, and I run that school. Because that's my responsibility to make sure every child is safe, make sure every child have an opportunity to get an education, make sure when they leave there, they have an opportunity to be successful in life. That's what mine is. That's what a grown man do. But I always tell them, have a seat. I want you to take an opportunity about seven. I call it a seven-second rule. Sit there with 7 seconds. It is just like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. When we get to about 7 seconds, then I'll say, these are the rules. Because as a leader and a grown man, I'm telling you, these are the things I'm going to tolerate so we can be successful. Number one, you're going to get due process. You're going to get due process because I want to hear what happened, and then I want you to record it down. See, that's what a grown man do. But a boy would overreact. A boy will start shouting as much as the children. You're already upset. They've been in a big fight. They're already mad at each other. And you in there shouting, screaming and hollering. That's not a grown man. He's lacking that skill to be successful as an administrator. And the last one about an overgrown boy. See, an overgrown boy talk about what he's going to do. See, an overgrown man acts. See, he's not going to just talk. He's going to make it work. We call that number to be a part of it is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. And you can share your thoughts with by pressing 1. I will call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I'll ask you to definitely let us know your location. Then share your thoughts about a grown man and a grown male, an overgrown boy. This is part two. And you're joining now, the ones that's jumping in online now with Dr. Lois D. Smith. So happy to be before you again on this terrific Tuesday. All right, our next topic is a grown A-man. Anything? Is he a grown A-man or just a boy? How do you tell the difference? I just offered you overgrown boys versus grown men. Let's talk about a grown A-man and the difference between just a boy. See, men aren't afraid of commitment, number one. Men take responsibility for their actions. That's what a grown A-man do. A man do that. He ain't afraid of commitment. He take responsibility for his action. He also unafraid to be vulnerable. These men, if these are grown men, grown A-men, care more about, you know, what's going on with you, not what everybody else think about you. See, the opinion not of the brothers, the opinion is of the person they care about. Grown men don't let their egos get in the way. See, we have to always keep that in mind. See, one thing I want to share on this program today, and I share this with women. See, women are emotional. As a boy, we had to work through the trickery of a being a human. So much has been thrown at us and what we're required to do. We focus more on ego. A woman, emotion. A man, ego. See, one of the egos that a man have is respect. You had heard this, too many of them say, you're going to respect me when he abusing you. Now, he'll do everything for you, but ask the reason why. It's the ego. If I buy you this car, see, you're going to talk about how good I am to you. So my ego is on top of the house. If I pay for you this purse, I'm going to talk about, yeah, I bought her that Michael Kors. I bought her that Dooney and Bird. See, my ego looked good in the eyes of others. So a boy focuses on what other people think of. A man, if he bought the gift, he wouldn't worry whether it looks good and what everybody else thinks. He's trying to make you happy. Are you ready for a grown man or a grown boy or overgrown male? Which one are you ready for? Change around just a little bit. Think about it. Males versus men, how to honor women, and making sure that you teach children and elevate men to change the world. See, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about all the things that's different between a boy, an overgrown boy, or a grown male, and a grown man. See, one of the things grown man honor women. A grown man teach children. A grown man helps boys to elevate and change the world. See, too many times, and I get on this topic because for the last five shows we've had dealing with the Dr. Lowe Show, we talked about how to prepare our boys for a healthy relationship. It's how to prepare our boys for life. And what we have to make sure that we focus on the things I share with you. What a boy is, or a male, compared to a man. See, you teach many things to them. So as we do, we definitely teach them to honor women. Never humiliate, never hurt, abuse that woman. If you do that, be a grown man and say, I did it. But I'm at a point now that I'm a better person. I didn't understand because I was still a boy growing into manhood. See, when you treat them with the respect that they ask for, treat them with the love that they desire, you're on your way to being a grown man. If you treat them like a possession or a notch on your belt, treat them where they don't even have a say-so. That's a boy. He's overgrown as a man to the point where he's not capable to understand because he has all the age. See, a man age, he has all that, but he's an overgrown boy because he hadn't understood that he has to treat her right. That's what we talk about, honoring women. We honor our women and help lift them in the challenges that we have. But we also have to honor our boys. See, we got to move our boys from being to the point where they'll be overgrown boys to they can be grown men. Putting them in the grown zone takes hard work because we have to teach them what our boys should do. We have to model what's right and not waste a whole lot of time playing games. See, that's what we have to make sure we do as grown men. See, a grown male or overgrown boy is not capable of doing that because he's all about himself. See, he going to blame you because the relationship failed. He's going to blame you because he didn't get that job. He's going to blame you because he's not successful. And he starts to react in a way like he's going to try to take it out and he may go public. So you got to watch out for a grown boy. See, a grown man will never share that public that it happened with him and that woman, which he called his queen. See, a grown boy will go public. He going to tell all his friends. He going to tell all his family members. It ought to be frightening these days for our ladies and our women in society today, because when you're dealing with a grown boy who has all the tools, has the age of a man, when he get angry, he'll use every tool he can. He'll use the tool of technology. He'll use the tool of word of mouth. He'll just sing it because he wants to humiliate you. He wants to hurt you. He wants to abuse you because you didn't conform to what he wants you to conform. We got to watch out. And I always tell individuals, when you get to the point and when they do that to you, it's time to give them the gift of goodbye. Don't be afraid to give them the gift of goodbye. That is telling them bye-bye. As we say when they show themselves, run, run as fast as you can. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't run, it could be scary. See, because all he wants to do is victimize you. I'm telling you, don't allow that to happen. You got to get away. You had to tell them. I was communicating recently with somebody that was talking about a good friend of theirs, and they was talking about it. And whenever somebody talking about the friend, they most of the time talking about themselves. When they call me, they talking about themselves. But I'll go with the friend zone, if you want to say. And it was talking about your friend been dating this person for many years, way over 5 years. And they, special time of the year, their born day was coming up, and they wanted that individual to now step up to the plate. And you know what happened? They didn't step up. They stepped up to the plate. Instead of them popping the question, they popped the purse out on them, a very expensive purse. And now they're upset because they was giving them to their birthday to make this decision. You're dealing with a grown boy, a boy that's still living at home with his mother, with his children. That's a grown boy, and everybody have a circumstance. But you got to make sure that when you identify that individual and invest your time in them more than 5 years, that's something you should have talked about in the beginning. You can't be afraid to talk about it. I've seen some relationships don't, and the dating don't last long, but the marriages, when they get married, last a long time. It takes hard work, and that's what a boy ain't capable of doing. That is what a boy won't do. So you have to make sure that you, as a mother that has a son, a brother, that has a younger brother, a father who has a son, a grandfather, a grandmother who has a grandson. We have to make sure that those individuals are modeled for. We need to make sure that we talk with them because communication is important. A lot of times our boys can't communicate as boys and have problems communicating as men. So we can't call them a grown man. We can call them a man or a grown male or overgrown boy. what you're looking for. Are you looking for a piece of man who ain't nothing but a boy, a grown male? Or are you looking for 100% of that man that said, I got a grown man? Ask yourself that. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 to make sure you're on the line and you can share your thoughts with us. We'll call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, ask for the location, then ask you to offer your conversation about our topic, being a grown man versus a grown male or overgrown boy, part 2, and we'll make sure we take an opportunity to hear what you have to say. The last thing I want to share with you is young ladies and our queens, their signs you might see when you're dating a man-child. I'll say that again. There are some signs that you might need to see a night to need to know to identify a man-child, which is an overgrown boy or a grown male. I'm going to run through them quickly. Number one, you have to pick. You have to pick up him all the time. It might be by car. It might be when he's down, you got to lift him up. Or you have to pick up around the house. See, a man will pick up behind himself. But an overgrown boy or a man child, you got to pick up for him. So you had to pick up after him in the relationship, on the job, in the house. You had to do that. You dating a man child. When you're talking about children or commitment, it brings panic to his eyes. There's a song that I always listen to by Anthony Hamilton. He said, taking her home. When he take her home and when he meets his family and meets his mother, the mother can look into her eyes all the way down to her soul. When you're talking to somebody and you can see fear in their eyes when you're talking about children or even commitment, that's a man child. I'm going to tell you, you got a challenge on your hand. This man child also essentially nag. He nag, but he also say you nag him. That's why he's nagging you. So be careful, because if you hear from him all the time, I'm tired of you nagging me. You're nagging me to death. You just can't stop. See, you know, he feels like you nagging him to get him to do something like pick up behind himself. Take care of the children. Be committed. So you're trying to get him to understand that I need you to do this, but since you say I'm nagging you, then that's a sign of you're not being able to do what you're supposed to do. So that's a man child. You dating him and you got this, he said you nagging him. Okay. He avoids serious conversation. He don't want to be talking about nothing serious. He wants to talk about everything else but a serious conversation. So I'm telling you, you have to let him go. Give him the gift of goodbye. You deserve better. Because God has someone out there for you. They're going to appreciate you. They're going to love you. They're going to care for you. They're going to protect you. And they're going to provide. It ain't your choice. It's God's choice. Has to keep it about. And the last thing, his interest and friendship carry a middle school vibe. Come on now. See, he always want to go out and spend time with his friends. And when he get out, he become an adolescent. He's jumping around. He's smiling. He's so happy with those friends because they, you know, it reminds him of the days when he was a boy. See, he's not a man yet. He can't keep his limit with alcohol. He have a tendency of abusing recreation drugs. He participate in pranks. That's adolescent. He generally reverts back to middle school sense of humor. When he get intoxicated or get a drink or two, he can't stop laughing. He just childish. You said childish. That's a man child. And we have to keep that in mind. I'll tell you, God has blessed us that we want to raise our boys to be grown men. We have to model. We have to communicate. We have to show good examples. We have to be the best we can be as men or women so our boys can become grown men. It's been awesome talking with you today and sharing some thoughts. We want you to check us out on Thursday, which is our second part, day of the week, that we do Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood at 1 o'clock. So check us out. On tonight, we have the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters at 7 o'clock. You join myself and those individuals that serve as co-hosts. We always want to give them a shout-out. You have Tina Robinson out of the great state of California, Oakland, California. We also have Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt out of the great state of Texas, that's Dallas area. We also have Christine Walters that's joining us from South Central Alabama. And we also have Sarita Duncan from Central Alabama. So they'll be with us tonight. We have an awesome show planned tonight. And the title of the show is I Chose You As My Queen, But Oops. It's going to be awesome. 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to be Facebooking. We're going to be Instagramming. We're going to be blog talking. We're going to just have a ball. We're ready to do it. It was awesome today. I want to thank those individuals joining us. We have several people. I want to wave at you, even though it's kind of late in the hour, but I want to wave at you. We got a shout-out, and I got to give a shout-out to those individuals. I'm going to get it to stroll down. Angelo mentioned Angela.cold. Thank you, Angelo, so much. Holiday 2420, thank you. Cappuccino Ware, thank you. Remember Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Give her a shout out for sure. We also have Hey Weather Lady. Thank you so much for joining us. Then we have the Blue Review of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, brother, for joining us and your counselor as well as the other ones joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We're just trying to make it happen. We have my fraternity brother, my chapter brother, and my LB back from the long, long days ago, none other than my chapter member of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow, Brother Rory Kent Sr. Thank you, Brother Kent, for joining our Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We also have joining us Faye Treadwell Smith, one of the beautiful ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Faye, for taking time for joining us. Thank you, Rory, and thank the many others that joined us. We got several. We got a couple. And I can't miss this person because this person is just communicating with me. And I couldn't read everything. I was slowly working through it. This is Minister Denise Stephanie. Out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. We thank you, Denise, for joining us, and she definitely left some awesome thoughts. She's talking about, and I'm going to share this and say, okay, but are they afraid to let a grown woman know their true feelings and intentional toward her? That's a good thought, what a grown man ought to be able to do. Thank you so much, Denise. And she mentioned it's hard to find a grown man. That's what she put down. Denise, thank you so much for joining us out of Berkeley, California. I know I saw you earlier this morning on Facebook, and it was out over there in San Francisco. So he was doing some hell of some things this morning, family issue. We thank you for taking time while these issues are being challenged and dealt with to check this show out. Check us out tonight, Dr. Lowe's show. It's the Real Relationship Show with No Filter. Join us at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and 5 o'clock out on that Pacific Coast. Thank you so much. We look forward to having you as a part. Each and every one of y'all, please return tonight because we've got an awesome show planned tonight, and that show is entitled, I Chose You as My Queen. But oops, it's going to be awesome tonight. It's been a definite joy to be here with you today. I want to tell you, hashtag from the beginning, keep on grinding, hashtag responsibility, hashtag communicate by understanding, and indefinite hashtag one life matter. From the Smith Way production, we said thank you for taking those thoughts in regards to those hashtag responsibility and one life matter and making sure we protect each other. If you choose to do COVID-19 vaccine, let it be a private matter. Let it be your matter. Make your choice. We're going to say, we encourage, if that's what you want to do, do what you need to do to protect your family, because we're talking about block by block. It's been awesome, but we're getting ready to get out of here. You know, time be moving pretty quick here. We're down about 3 minutes, and I want to make sure I do give a shout out to the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you for working with us on Instagram and allowing us to work with you through that Instagram account. Thank you so much, my brother. Hey, it's been awesome, man. I tell you, I'm going to tell you, tell somebody you love them. Tell your family members, tell your friend. If you have to send it virtually, call them. Let them know I love you. Give them a hug. It could be virtual or you can do it face-to-face. But as I close out each show, I always tell everybody, see, it takes a lot to tell people you love them and mean it. So I might not know everybody personally, but I truly, truly want you to truly know this about me. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.
Someone to make my mind go round in circles. I never knew there was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please forget that danger. Baby, but you are. The one.